Things that make you go, Recently, last week, this is May the 30th, 2011. Earlier this week, or last week rather, about last Monday or Tuesday, a report came out, and this was in a on a black news website, but it had also been on the local news here in the city of Detroit about the state of the residents in the city of Detroit as it pertains to the intelligence of the citizens of the city of Detroit. And the report said that nearly 50%, I think the number was actually about 48%, but they said nearly 50% of the residents of the city of Detroit were classified as illiterate. Now, for those of you that don't know exactly what illiterate or a state of illiteracy is, it is when you are not able to function as a normal person in dealing with the affairs of life. In other words, it takes into consideration the fact of whether or not you're able to read, whether you're able to write, whether you're able to comprehend what you have read correctly. And essentially, are you able to do some things as simple as being able to deal with mathematical problems and situations? All of these things are taken into account as to whether or not a person is able to go through this life and be a productive citizen in their community. Therefore, when we are looking at nearly 50% of the 730,000, I believe, residents of the city of Detroit, if you figure half of them are classified as being illiterate, and I believe of those, 20% or so were classified as being functionally illiterate. In other words, they were people who, quite frankly, had to be under constant supervision just to be able to function and live from day to day. And therefore, or and another thing is this: of these nearly 50% of illiterate people, over half of them have high school diplomas. In other words, they have graduated from high school. They're out here walking the streets of the city of Detroit. Some of them might be doing jobs or something. That's the difference between somebody being illiterate and being functionally illiterate, is that a person can have a job and be illiterate, because in certain instances it only takes the ability to go through the motions of doing something. Like, there are people today working in a lot of our automobile factories that are union members that work on the line, you know, common laborers, or not even that, but, you know, janitors, people who work at Burger King and the like and so forth. There are a lot of those people that are working at jobs that they don't have to deal with reading or writing or doing math. If you've ever been in a Burger King or some of these other fast food restaurants, when you order something, the person that's waiting on you has a keypad, like, you know, has pictures of all the different foods or something like that. And when you order something, if they aren't able to read the word, you know, the word like hamburger or cheeseburger or something like that, when you tell them what you want, there's certain buttons that they have to push that will essentially translate. You look at a picture and it'll show you something, and you punch that and it gives you, you know, it puts the order in for you, so you don't really have to read anything. You know, this can go in a lot of areas. Janitors and things like that, they can be illiterate, not be able to read or something, but they know how to get some soap and water and scrub this, that, and other, whatever. So anyway, the point is this. So we have a lot of illiterate folks that have graduated from high school. They can't read. Can't even hardly fill out a job application. They can't do math. So, you know, they are relegated basically to either doing hard labor work, where if they happen to be working at a place like one of the automotive plants or one of the other places where there's unions and so forth, they can be getting a good paying job. But they are limited to working on the assembly line, where all they have to know to do is take this bolt and stick it in this hole and take this gun and screw the bolt in and things till the gun stops and things, and hook this wire to that and other. You know, it don't take any reading for that. But other than that, they are totally, as I would say, at the mercy of those that know more than they know, which then leads us to this. When we look at the study that shows the percentage of the Detroit population that is illiterate, we can then see why Detroit is in the condition that it is in. And let me mind you, people in Detroit will say the same thing, so I'll say it myself. Detroit is not unique in this area of having so many illiterate people. But the problem is, if we look at the black community in general, all over this nation, I would dare say that the number of illiterate blacks in this nation tops 50%. But getting back to my point here, as when I'm quoting that figure, it makes you think. When you have people that are illiterate, that don't understand math, they don't understand how government works, they don't know how to read, they don't know how to write, then we can see why it is that the black community, by and large, continues to support politicians whose agenda, if these blacks were not illiterate, if they could read if they could understand economics, if they could understand math, they wouldn't be falling for what a lot of these Democrats are telling them. The same thing goes with older, with senior citizens and things whose minds have gotten, haven't gotten, you know, as you get older and things, your mind tends to not be as sharp as it used to be. And the Democrats have a habit of undereducating people, kid, children going through their institutions, because the public school system basically is the institutions founded on by liberals and things, you know, with all their agendas and so forth. They incorporate all of that into their the school curriculums and so forth, so that they can indoctrinate people, the kids, so that when they get out of school and graduate, if they manage to make it out that far, that they'll be staunch supporters of the liberal agenda. Whereas when you look at educated people that tend to listen to what these Democrats say and see a whole lot of problems with it, if you're illiterate, you can't see the problem with it. The only thing you can go by is what you're being told by those people that you trust. And unfortunately, the people that you're relying on, that you trust, are the main ones that are going to essentially hold you in a state of bondage. To sum it all up, you could say that illiteracy is the 21st century equivalent of slavery. See, they don't have to take you out and lynch you now. They don't have to tie you up somewhere and beat you with a whip or nothing like that. They got a better way of doing that. They'll send you to their educational institutions, indoctrinate you, and give you a mindset that essentially puts you in a position of being a servant or a slave to them and their party and what they think. So, in essence, the condition of the city of Detroit and blacks throughout this nation that have been educated in public school systems essentially have been indoctrinated into accepting and becoming slaves of a system that is designed to essentially keep them in that state of slavery. And then, therefore, when they go to vote for politicians, they go vote for the very same people that's going to keep them in bondage. And so you can see that our problems stem from, as the Bible says, the people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. If you don't have knowledge, then you're going to essentially be destroyed. And the Democrats and their institutions of the public school systems are prime examples of institutions that are designed to do one thing: help to destroy the black community.